All right, hello there, folks. How you doing? If you are ever in the Boston area and you don't want to get caught up in the whole nightclub array that is downtown Boston, you want something a little bit more refined, you want to hear some jazz, you want a more calm and sedate atmosphere, you probably are looking for Scullers or Scullers Jazz Club. Opened in 1989, it helped set the standard for jazz clubs in the New England area as well as all over this country. They have a very eclectic blend of jazz and R&B and other popular music, although mainly jazz. The artists that have performed there, wide range, from the Jay Giles Band to Ben E. King to Harry Connick to Wynton Marsalis. They program top flight entertainment that has an improvisational bent, not just jazz, but jazzy, but most of their acts are jazz, including, of course, the legendary Mr. Tony Bennett, who on occasion comes through there. Now, it's not a big location. It shouldn't be if it's gonna be real jazz program there. I think about 220, 250 seats. It is now located in a hotel on Soldier Field Road. I think it's DoubleTree Suites. And the venue really overlooks the James River, so it's just beautiful. The acoustics in the room are great. The sound reinforcement is great. And the sight line from every seat in the room to the stage is clear and unencumbered. So there's not a bad seat in the house, not visually or aurally. They have done a great job of setting this thing up the right way, and they have been doing this since 1989. Now, with the pandemic, of course, they are doing more online streaming presentations than they're doing live presentations. But they're still out there keeping it real. Why am I talking about places like Scullers and the other jazz clubs that we've talked about and restaurants and whatnot? Well, these are the places that are giving a platform for jazz to be presented by the musicians and for jazz lovers to go in and listen and enjoy the music they love. You are supporting the cause when you go to these places. So, when you're in the Boston area and you just happen to go and fill a seat at Scullers, you are also helping to guarantee that that venue is going to continue to stay alive, keep its doors open, and be able to present the music you like and support the artists you love for a long time to come. So once again, Scullers has set the standard. About 220, 250 seats, great acoustics, great sound system, great sight line from any seat, on a very beautiful location in a DoubleTree Suites, which means maybe you could book your hotel room right there and be there every night to check out what's going on there if you're in that area. Why not? Please support Scullers and the other venues that we are highlighting in this series, because they are the ones that are truly helping to keep jazz alive for you, for me, and for the scores of musicians who just need a place to play and do their thing. Thank you very much. Scullers, baby. Boston.